St. Norbert is ready to embark on a $40 million project to gut renovate and expand its circa 1968 science building. The work will come too late for incoming senior Luis Ayansu Mensa, who once had a chemistry experiment compromised by a plumbing issue in a lab.
Most of the things we did were water sensitive, and we had some leaky faucets. Actually, I said they repaired the pipes or something, and one thing was just running because we were out for lunch when they turned it on.
Ayansu Mensa was one of four St. Norbert students who met with Representative Tammy Baldwin, who is also running for Senate against former Governor Tommy Thompson. She says when the project is finished, it'll help the school attract students and get them job ready in the growing science fields.
I think that anyone who believes that education is a key to our economic growth really needs to be focusing on how we out-educate the rest of the world.
Most of St. Norbert's new building will be privately funded, but President Thomas Kunkel says he's inviting any Wisconsin lawmaker to come see the need for improvements.
But we are looking at the possibility of maybe some federal funds that have already been appropriated that are in the agencies, but they're intended for projects like this. And so we're working with the Wisconsin delegation to see if we might be able to get some of those funds.
St. Norbert hopes to break ground on the project next spring. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.